afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back to At Home Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It's a bit of a dreary day out there right now. Rain has been falling this afternoon, but the temperature has been decent. It's going to cool off. But what can we expect as we get to the weekend and weather-wise for the upcoming weekend? Well, to find out, we're joined from our weatherology.com weather center by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, first of all, I know earlier in the week there was some talk about maybe some significant snow towards the end of the week. It looks as though maybe we're going to dodge that one. Is that the way it looks at this point?
Yeah, still some snow on the way, but not nearly as significant as what we were thinking earlier in the week. We're going to squeeze a lot of the moisture out as rainfall before the coldest air arrives, so that'll spare us from getting too much in the way of snowfall. But we will still have a little bit of snow accumulation overnight tonight and into Friday morning. Rain continues throughout the afternoon with areas of fog, temperatures in the upper 30s with light south wind. Tonight, a quick change over to snow with about an inch of accumulation for most of the area. Much colder, temperatures fall back into the mid to upper teens with southwest winds becoming northerly and gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. Cloudy, windy, and cold Friday, a little bit of light snow, especially early in the day, temperatures in the low 20s. Saturday, cloudy with a couple of flurries and highs in the low 20s. Northwest winds up to 30 miles an hour. Sunday, clear skies with high temperatures in the lower 30s. Sunny Monday, high near 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
And Ray, something I usually tell you before we start our discussion on air. Tomorrow, here on Bow Falls Radio, we have NCAA basketball with Marquette. So I'm going to say have a great weekend because we will not be talking tomorrow. But I want to let you know that. But have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You do the same. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, light rain, fog, mist. Temperature stands at 39 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. The dew point is 36. Relative humidity of 89%. The barometer at 29.54 inches. And the visibility down just a little bit at 3 miles. So as Ray was talking about what to expect tonight into early tomorrow, I'm paying very close attention because, as I mentioned, we got Marquette in the afternoon, but I am heading on the road, back on the road that I just came from. I went to Madison yesterday for our civic media, talk show personnel training session, and came back today, and then heading back tomorrow morning, wake up at 5 o'clock, head down to the Cole Center as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will be taking on Royal in a Division 5 state semifinal. We'll have the game live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Coverage begins again with the pregame show at 8:40 and the opening tip set for 9:05. And, of course, you can also hear it on the Civic Media app. And then Marquette against Vermont in that NCAA tournament game. Pregame show at 1:15 and the opening tip at 1:45 on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, coming up this weekend, did not mention this yet, but I wanted to mention a great opportunity to see some national action with when it comes to the curling. The USA National Club USA National Club Championships being held at the Wausau Curling Club. Talked about it with April Rosemurky earlier in the week. The activities getting underway later on today. In fact, the opening ceremonies will be held at about 3:30 today at the Wausau Curling Club, and then the action gets underway. And if you are able to, the prices are very respectable for the entirety of the event today through Sunday. Want to make sure I double check this because don't want to give you the wrong information, but the prices that you can get tickets for individual sessions or for the entirety of the event, and a chance to again see national championship curling here in Wausau at a beautiful facility. We heard from April Rosemurky. You got stadium seating and the opportunity to see the National Curling Club Championships. Tickets available at the door, $5 a day for adults, $15 for an event pass. Students and seniors, even lower prices. Students and seniors, $3 a day and $10 for an event pass, and children 10 and under are free. And also, all the events, all the matchups are being streamed, and the folks over at WASA Area Access, you get, normally you can see city council meetings, school board meetings, county board meetings, and the like, and they are involved in broadcasting live the events today and through Sunday. So you can go to check out the WASA Curling Club Facebook page and also the YouTube page, because again, if you can't get out to the WASA Curling Club, an opportunity to watch it. And again, what the WASA Area Access Media does is such a community source for government meetings and a whole bunch more. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that after we take a quick break, because the idea that people say, well, I didn't know about this. There are ways to know about important aspects of your local government. We're going to discuss that in just a few moments. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. The Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team is heading to their first ever WIAA state basketball tournament. On Friday morning, the Cardinals will take on Royal in a Division 5 state semifinal from the Kohl Center in Madison. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 8:40 a.m. and the opening tip at 9:05. Newman Catholic High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic taking on Royal in a Division 5 state semifinal from the Kohl Center in Madison. Friday morning, starting with the pregame show at 8:40 and the opening tip at 9:05. On Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. With you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so, we'll be speaking to Newman Catholic High School senior Jackson Fender, member of the Cardinal boys basketball team that is traveling to Madison and the Kohl Center to be involved in the WIAA state basketball tournament, Division 5 semifinal tomorrow morning against Royal. 9:05 tip, 8:40 broadcast time here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We'll talk about the season, his three-sport career at Newman Catholic, and the excitement of heading to the Kohl Center. So that's coming up at 3:33. Here on the program. Before the break, I was talking about, again, the curling, the National Club Championships, USA National Club Championships at the WASA Curling Club, that's being streamed by WASA Area Media Access. And I bring it up because WASA Area Media Access is at pretty much all the meetings that go on, whether it's city council, whether it's county board, school board meetings here in WASA as well. And I was talking to somebody earlier today that works with WASA Area Media Access, and I mentioned the fact that when people say they don't know what's going on when it comes to their local government here in WASA, it's not a, you know, all you have to say is you have the opportunity to keep up. And it's not that difficult either. Say you missed the other night. We had a WASA school board meeting. Yeah, that, and I used some of the sound courtesy of the WASA Media Access Group. And I was able to get it from them, and it was posted on YouTube. They broadcast it live on YouTube, And also, it's there after the meeting as well. So say you get done with work or you were too busy to catch it live. The next day, you're making your dinner and you have an opportunity just to put it on in the background. Listen to what the school board members had to say when they had the discussion about the potential of an advisory referendum on the consolidation plan. I played comments from each of the school board members on this program on Tuesday. But if you want to hear the entirety of the meeting, hear what they're talking about when it comes to the plan for consolidation and all the other issues, while you're making your dinner tonight, bring up your YouTube. Listen to it. You don't need to have the, you know, even you don't have to watch it. You can just listen to it. Listen to these meetings. Listen to the discussion of these issues. Listen so you don't have to be relying on somebody, even like myself. I can say on the air what I think about something. Don't just listen to me. Actually, follow along yourself. Get the information that you need in order to be the best citizen of Wausau and Central Wisconsin. And it's not just the school board. Of course, city council meetings. Big items all the time coming up for discussion and then votes. And I think just as important as knowing what the outcome of some votes are is to listen to the discussions. Why are certain issues being brought up? What are the pros? What are the cons? Who are the people that are for it? Who are the people that are against it? How do they explain themselves? So again, the idea when you hear, well, I didn't know about it. The information is out there. Sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's harder to find that information. So I understand. And I understand as well how we are all busy. I mean, myself, so often during the winter, I'm off doing games and doing that kind of work and other things. And sometimes I'm not able to catch up immediately on some of these important issues. And it's the same for so many other people with family and children and jobs and all the other things. But at the same time, if it's important enough to you, instead of watching Wheel of Fortune, watch the Wausau School Board meeting. Watch the Wausau City Council meeting. Watch the Marathon County Board meeting. We hear about the board trying to take away funds for the library. When that happens, listen to it. Make sure that you're on top of it. It's about you getting the information you need. I talked about in the first segment of the show about what I want to do here is to give you what you need, your opportunity. And as we continue, we're going to be giving you more opportunities to have your voice be heard on this program, to be able to call in with your thoughts because we are moving to our new studio. We're getting new equipment. I'll make it much easier for me to be able to share the airwaves with you. And that's what we want to do. We want to give you a voice on these important issues here in Central Wisconsin. But again, and I'm going to use the term excuse. I know sometimes it may be unfair to say that, but the excuse that I didn't know about this when something has passed. I didn't have a chance to talk about it because I didn't know about it. Yeah. There is a responsibility for these organizations to let you know about meetings and what's on the agenda for these meetings, more than just putting it out on a late Friday afternoon saying we're going to vote on something the following Monday. That's been, I think, one of the frustrations for people in our community when it's come to the Wausau School Board and the school district and their consolidation plans. Sometimes having late Friday afternoon, what you call news dumps with an agenda, and then meeting on Monday and voting on it on Monday. Yes, we want them to be more transparent than that. But at the same time, when it's an important issue to you, it's important that you know about it and that you're there to have your voice be heard. And if not that, to be able to listen to it and make sure you know the issues from both sides. Vitally important. Also wanted to mention that while I was away yesterday, in the state of Michigan, our neighbors, it's interesting to see what is possible. Because here in Wisconsin, there's so much that's not possible right now, whether it's because of gerrymandering that allows the Republican Party to hold nearly 2/3 of the seats in both the state Senate and the state assembly. The gerrymandered districts that lead to a skew for the Republicans in terms of representation at the state and national level. Over in Michigan, they now have a Democratic governor and Democratic control of their state government. And a huge, huge day yesterday. the state Senate moved to complete the process of drop kicking the state's right to work law right into Lake Huron. Going back to 2012, when there were demonstrations which gained national media attention with the right to work law that was passed in the state of Michigan. In fact, some of the same protesters who came to Lansing, the capital of Michigan, to speak against right to work in 2012, they were there on Tuesday to celebrate the repeal votes. Thousands of workers' voices were ignored back in December of 2012 when the Republicans controlled the legislature with no committee hearing and a swing of the gavel. Where have you heard that before, right? The old no committee meetings, no discussion, just a swing of the gavel, in and out. Well, more than 10 years after the right to work was passed in the state of Michigan and the state Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Democratic leader in the Senate, she said, "The failed experiment of gutting Michigan workers' rights is soon to be over." Since 2012, when the right to work law was passed, the number of union members in Michigan has fallen from 629,000 to 589,000 last year. The new bills passed in Michigan will specifically allow employers to enter into an agreement that requires all employees in the bargaining unit to share fairly in the financial support of the labor organization. And the thing about it is, it's rare for states to overturn right to work laws. When Governor Whitmer signs the bill into law, Michigan will be the first state to repeal a right to work law in nearly six decades. Republicans in Michigan reacted as expected to the imminent demise of one of their prized pieces of legislative livestock. The same old, business groups, including the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, spoke out against repealing right to work. 26 other states have the right to work policies in place, including here in the state of Wisconsin. The state, Michigan State Senate's repeal bill plays the kind of hardball we see from far too few Democratic politicians these days. The Senate version of the bills, like those approved by the House, included $1 million appropriations to respond to public inquiries and to inform employers, employees, and labor organizations about changes to their rights and responsibilities. Also, under the Michigan Constitution, the appropriations would make the right to work repeal legislation referendum-proof. The 2012 Republican-authored right-to-work law also contained an appropriation that made it immune to a ballot box referendum. So again, if it's sometimes you can be a little awkward seeing some of the tactics used by Republicans then used by Democrats as well. But I think we're seeing it in the state Supreme Court race where Janet Protasiewicz is going hard after Dan Kelly on the airwaves, not letting the Republicans and their dirty money allies, the third party allies like the Eline family, define the race. I find myself cringing at some of the commercials, many of the commercials. But at the same time, in this fight for democracy, we have to fight hard for democracy. And I think in some ways, last year, where Ron Johnson's big money allies defined Mandela Barnes, that could have been the difference in that race. Dirty, dirty, dirty ads, but still, in a one-point race, in all likelihood, proved to be the difference. So we are seeing what is possible in Michigan. If we can get Janet Protasiewicz elected, the opportunity to take these dirty lines, unfair lines to courts, and perhaps have some fair lines drawn, the potential in Wisconsin to overturn some bad, bad law from the Scott Walker years can actually be seen in the distance. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jackson Fender of the Newman Catholic boys basketball team as they head to state tomorrow. That's coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And also on the Civic Media app. As I've mentioned a couple of times, I'll be heading down to Madison tomorrow with the Pneuma Catholic boys basketball team. Takes on Royal in a Division 5 state semifinal at the Kohl Center, 8:40 airtime here on Bull Falls Radio. Well, I had a chance earlier in the week along with Jeff Gress to talk to one of the players for the Pneuma Catholic Cardinals, Jackson Fender. He is a senior guard. He was a member of their state championship football team, also a member of their baseball team as well. So Jackson Fender, one of the starters, one of the senior starters for Pneuma Catholic, had a chance to talk to him about what's an incredibly exciting week for him and his teammates.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been busy, and there's a lot more to come.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this season as a whole. It's been, you know, obviously I think it's a year where the expectations were there. You had two really good teams the last 2 years, came up short of the ultimate goal. But with all your seniors, with all the success you've had, what was the mindset going into this season? Maybe what were you thinking about? Was it a state or bust year, or can you not think that way going into a season?
No, yeah, we knew we had expectations, but we still came in and played with a chip on our shoulder. And I think that's what took us to the state.
And how important has it been? Again, I watch you guys. You make the extra pass. You find the way. There's so many dangerous weapons out there on your team, from the different ways you guys can score to the defense that you play. And I think above all else, you play together and you play for each other. From what I watch as a fan, how big has that been? That, you know, this is your group. These group of seniors. These guys you battled with for so long. The importance of that, how much has that carried you through to the success that you guys found this season?
Yeah, it's great. We know all five of our starters, we can score 20, each of us can score 20 points each game. You know, if you shut Mason down, Isaac will step up. If you shut those two down, Connor will step up. It goes hand in hand. You shut one person down, someone will always step up, and that's what's kept us going and makes it easy to stay together with adversity.
For yourself, how difficult is it to play with what you call gunners? Because, you know, Mason and Isaac are guys that shoot the basketball. And yourself, you're, you know, terrific outside shooter, but may not get the same number of opportunities. Do you feel extra pressure when you're shooting because you feel like maybe you don't have as many opportunities? Maybe you have to hit that first one in order to get more? Because it's got to be a little different. Because I think with Isaac and with Mason, they know they're going to get X number of shots a game. And for yourself, what's your mentality on the court in terms of your opportunities to shoot the basketball?
Yeah, knowing I'm alongside two of the best scorers and shooters in the state, I know when I get my opportunity, I have to make the most of it. And my teammates trust me, and Isaac and Mason, they do a great job of if I've made a couple, they will go out of their way and look for me.
And real quickly, before I let Jeff back in, I know talking early in the season to Coach Waldvogel that you do have that green light. He wants you shooting that basketball. How much importance is that to know that your coach wants you actually shooting that basketball as well?
Yeah, it's great knowing having my coach behind me after a shot. Whether it goes in or if it misses, just on its way off my hand, I know that he's good with it. That helps the confidence a lot.
Well, and looking at your team and the success you're on, again, for our listeners that don't know what's going on, Newman's going to the state tournament for the first time in WIA history, which is a big deal and an awesome accomplishment, which should be applauded greatly. How big has your schedule been? I mean, you guys are challenged in the Marrowood, and you're challenged in your non-conference. How important has that been to already play in the big games? I mean, is there, you know, other than Godzilla running out on the middle of the court at the Kohl, is there anything that can faze you guys? Is what I guess I'm getting at. You've been tested. How big a deal is that?
No, it comes into play hugely. In my opinion, the Marrowood South is the hardest small school conference in the state. And, I mean, we had a week towards the end of the season where we went to Columbus, to Marathon, and to Stoughton. All three of those teams, amazing teams, had great years. And just battling those battles and, like, seeing what it takes to go up against those teams, that sets us straight for the Division 5 level.
And also following along those lines, how big is it for your team, and again, in your opinion, the the flexibility you guys have and the way you can play. It seems like you can match anybody's play in terms of the different styles. That probably comes hand in hand with the schedule you played and all the different teams. But how big a deal is that when you can win it from behind the arc? You can win it in the inside. You could win it offensively one night. You can play good enough defense to hold the other team in check. How important is that your team is so flexible in combating the styles of play that you see in the various teams that you guys go against?
Yeah, in the sectional final against Gibraltar, we actually only made 2 3-pointers the whole game. And we stepped it up and found the inside shot. We got there, and it's hard. It's hard to guard us. If you shut one thing down, we'll hurt you from something else.
Again, we're talking to a Newman Catholic High School senior, Jackson Fender, on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We'll get back to the basketball and the state tournament in a few moments, but you're a multi-sport athlete, and three sports, correct?
That's correct.
Football, basketball, and baseball.
Yep.
You've already got one championship this year. Obviously, you won the eight-player state championship for the second year in a row. Are you able to take the experiences you had in big games on the gridiron and use it to your advantage when you have a big game on the hardwood or on the diamond?
Yeah, it definitely comes into play there, where lots of teams you'll see in the first couple minutes of the game, they'll be scared, and the coach will have to call timeout, say, all right, you're here, let's start to play. But we don't do that. We come to play right away.
What's it like to be a three-sport athlete? Because obviously it takes a lot of time. I mean, you start when football practice starts, and of course there's always summer activities in all these sports. How do you go about trying to maintain some sort of balance within your life? Because there's really not a lot of time, especially when you make deep runs with football, it goes right into basketball. Mm-hmm. Now basketball, well, we got a little snow, but you still go right into baseball. How do you try to go about having some balance in your life?
Yeah, it's definitely tough with the sports, not even like right after each other, it overlaps. Like the football season went into the basketball season, and the basketball season's going into the baseball season, and it just takes a lot of time management, always putting, of course, school first and then sports and whatever. It's hard. It's not easy.
So what do you do just for the listeners, what's your downtime? When you do have downtime, what's things you enjoy to do? What are some of the, if you can get away from sports, get away from the books a little bit, and you have time to do that, what are some of your favorite things to do in downtime? If there is a thing, yeah, that's downtime, I don't know.
It's very little, but I try to spend time with my family, talk to them, usually talking to them about sports or school, and then just hanging out with the guys, just not having to worry about school or sports in the moment with them, just being with them in a different setting.
What's your favorite class?
Ooh, right now we have lifetime sports. It's a gym class, and it's all the guys on the basketball team and the football team. It's fun. It gets competitive.
So I was just going to say, it's got to be pretty competitive.
It's competitive. Today we had a mat ball game, like kids kickball, and there was some jawing going on. There were some questionable calls that nobody liked.
Obviously, having such a large senior group this year, it's got to be special to be able to accomplish a lot, and you've already accomplished quite a bit. And it sounds like within this group that you are close. Would you consider it an exceptionally close group of seniors?
Yeah, 100%. We've been classmates since 4K. We've been playing sports together since third grade. I remember at the Y, we'd be playing flag football, and we were always involved and together.
And looking ahead, seniors are undecided and still looking at things. Just again for listeners, what college have you decided to go, and do you have a route that you want to pursue in terms of a major yet? Have you decided on anything you want to find that next level of education in?
Mm-hmm. I've been accepted to La Crosse and the University of Minnesota, and I'm still deciding between those two, but I'm going to go into finance. That's the route.
We mentioned you play three sports, and I know that this is always the hard question because you don't want to annoy any of your coaches, but do you have a favorite sport of the three?
It's usually within the season, but the favorite's probably basketball.
Why basketball?
That was my first sport. That's what my dad loved, basketball, and he kind of brought that upon me and my brother, who's younger, and just that's from a young age. It's just kind of been like, all right, you're gonna watch this basketball game. We're going to go to this game. We're going to shoot hoops outside. It's just always how it's been.
How's your game changed since you got into high school and the varsity team at Newman Catholic? What are the areas that you've taken the biggest strides in? How are you a better basketball player this year than you were maybe a couple of years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I mean, I'm not big right now, but I was really small, and I wasn't always playing with Mason, Isaac, Connor, Eli, Thomas. I was playing with other guys, and especially my early years of high school, I was on JV a lot, and my role was to be the point guard and to kind of be the Mason prey of that team, and I've really accepted my role with the guys on varsity this year, and I've said, okay, that's going to be my game, and I've worked on exactly what I do.
Well, and jumping back to the game that's going to come up on Friday, how much fun has this been? The regional title, the sectional wins, knowing at that moment after you beat Gibraltar that we're doing something no other team has done in the WIAA. Just the I told Coach Wogwell, and he alluded to what he's seeing out of you guys, but I just think it's got to be so hard because you want to slow it down and make it last, yet you also want to get to that next moment of triumph and victory and take the next step and finishing what you started, so to speak. How's this week been so far? What have you enjoyed about it? What's been maybe a big surprise? Anything that's stepped out? Observations you've had?
It's going so slow. I can't wait for the end of the week and to play. I've just been so anxious. It's just been the only thing on my mind. And the support from school, friends, family, alumni, it's been great. And it's a good look for Newman.
And how about looking at Royal a little bit? What have you, I'm sure you obviously you guys had to start talking about it, start looking at them a little bit. Anything that you see that stands out in their play that you're going to want to combat or you got to know you combat against as you play that game against them?
Yeah, they definitely take pride in their game. They take pride in their defense, and they stick to what they're good at. If they're not going to change to us, they're going to do what they do, and we're going to have to adapt to them.
As a shooter, it's a different environment. I mean, a 17,000 seat arena is a bigger court. I know you guys have been practicing at UWMC this week, or I should say UWSP at Wausau, but I've got to be right on that. But so is there any mental aspect that you're going to go in with to try to get as ready as possible before the game, or is it just going to be, hey, it's still 10 feet high and it's still, you know, a basketball court, and just going to focus on doing that?
I'm going to be relying on my muscle memory. I mean, it's I know it's going to be tough. The depth and just everything about it, it's going to be way different than the little Newman gym.
And I guess going into that game, what's the if you had to say that this is what do you think is going to be the major factor that's going to propel you guys to get through that semifinal into that championship game? What's going to be, this is going to be the clue that's going to hold us together?
Just keep playing unsatisfied. Like, yep, we're happy to be here, but we're going to make a name for ourselves here. We're not just going to be a one and done. And that playing hungry, that hunger and that chip on our shoulder, I think, is what's going to carry us to the championship.
Do you think see, for me as a person, being not a morning person, 9 o'clock would not be satisfying to me. Do you think about that, or is the adrenaline going to hit and this is our game and we're going to go get it? I mean, it's a different time, and I think it's for both teams, so it's fair.
You don't have to wait around all day.
Yeah, but it's a different time to play a game when you're used to late times. Does that come into your mind, or you just want to get to the game and we're so excited to play, we could care less if it's 6 a.m. or 8 at night?
I've thought about that a little bit. I'm not exactly a morning person, but I'm thinking, just knowing what game we're going into and how it could be my last game, I think I'm not even going to know what time it is. I'm going to be so ready to play.
Shall we ask the final question?
Yeah, I'll go if you don't mind. So We'll put it this way, because for our listeners, if you don't know, Jax has a younger brother, Quincy, that's a freshman. So let's take it one step further. You're a senior, you're graduating. You're unfortunately on borrowed time. You can't go back. We're not going to fail you. You've done well enough to pass, and you're going on to your next level after your sports are done and after you graduate from high school. As much as we like to keep you around, we got to let you move to your next step in life. But let's say you have to tell Quincy something that he's going to make his best moment of your 4 years in high school. I've done it, I've lived it, and we've done very well. Here's what you need to do. Here's my advice to you. What would you tell him?
I tell them that I'm telling what everyone says, and it's not a lie. It goes fast. It goes fast, and take pride in what you do. Like, if you're out of practice and coach yells at you, coach gets on you, you wanna check out for the practice. You gotta keep going. You gotta know that you all you have is 4 years. You gotta make every second worth it.
Newman Catholic High School senior basketball player Jackson Fender, again, terrific young man, and looking forward to seeing him and his teammates tomorrow at the Kohl Center in Madison when the Newman Catholic Cardinals take on the Royal Panthers in a Division V state semifinal. Again, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 8:40 and the opening tip at 9:05 a.m. The time now is 3:47. We're going to come back and have more to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You heard during the last break a promo for Max Inc. Radio, local music from around Wisconsin every weekend, 6 until midnight, both Saturday and Sunday nights. And yesterday when we had our seminar down in Madison, our talk host, but also the host of Max Inc. Radio, Rocker. You tune in every Saturday and Sunday night, you hear Rocker. And he was there as well. And I got to tell you, he was a complete joy at dinner last night. After the seminar, our owner, Sage Weil, took us out to dinner in Madison. And I was sitting in an area at the table with Rocker and a couple of others, Todd Alba as well. And Rocker was just so much fun. I mean, you hear him on Max Inc. Radio, you hear some of the interviews as well. That guy could host a comedy show, I think. He's got that personality. Just, I mean, I wish I had half the personality Rocker has. I mean, it was just so much fun. So, again, tune into Rocker and Max Inc. Radio. Different kind of music. You hear music from Wausau and everywhere else throughout Wisconsin on Saturday and Sunday nights, 6 till midnight. It airs overnights as well from midnight till 6 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Today is the 16th of March. To be honest with you, this year is flying on by, and I know I say it. Don't say that. But, boy, it's just hard to believe we're midway through March already. It is the 75th day of 2023. There are 290 days left in the year. Taking a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Back in 1802, President Thomas Jefferson signed a measure authorizing the establishment of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. On this date in 1935, Adolf Hitler decided to break the military terms set by the Treaty of Versailles by ordering the rearming of Germany. On this date in 1945, during World War II, American forces declared they had secured Iwo Jima, although pockets of Japanese resistance remained. On this date in 1968, General Motors produces its 100 millionth automobile, the Oldsmobile Toronado. Also on this date in 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy of New York announced he would be a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. Also in the race at that time was Minnesota former Senator Eugene McCarthy and the President of the United States, Lyndon Baines Johnson. But Lyndon Johnson, just over 2 weeks later, would announce he was withdrawing from the race. On this date in 1972, in a nationally broadcast address, President Richard Nixon called for a moratorium on court-ordered school busing to achieve racial desegregation. On this date in 1984, William Buckley, the CIA station chief in Beirut, was kidnapped by Hezbollah militants. He was tortured by his captors and killed in 1985. On this date in 1994, figure skater Tanya Harding pleaded guilty in Portland, Oregon, to conspiracy to hinder prosecution for covering up an attack on rival Nancy Kerrigan, avoiding jail but drawing a $100,000 fine. On this date in 2014, Crimeans voted to leave Ukraine and join Russia, overwhelmingly approving a referendum that sought to unite the strategically important Black Sea region with the country it was part of for some 250 years. And there's issues about that vote, to say the least. On this date in 2016, you talk about a dereliction of duty. It occurred by the U.S. Senate after this, but on this date in 2016, President Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland to take the seat of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who had died the previous month. Republicans who controlled the Senate would stick to their pledge to leave the seat empty until after the presidential election. They then confirmed Trump nominee Neil Gorsuch in April of 2017. And 1 year ago today, Ukrainian President Zelensky summoned the memory of Pearl Harbor and the September 11th terror attacks in an impassioned video plea to the U.S. Congress to send more help for Ukraine's fight against Russia. And you talk about 1 year later, you have presidential candidates and other leading Republicans talking about how they're basically willing to give up the Ukraine. They're willing to give up democracy in that part of the world. They're willing to give Vladimir Putin a free rein to use his illegal actions to gain territory in that part of the world. That is a look at famous events in history, along with editorial comments here for the 16th day of March. Some folks that are celebrating birthdays today. A guy I really enjoyed as a game show host, but a guy that I cannot stand reading his thoughts on Twitter and other social media. Game show host and mega Chuck Woolery is 82 years old. He was the original host of Wheel of Fortune. He was the host of Lingo, and he was the host of Scrabble and many other series over the years. Chuck Woolery, 82 years old today. Actor Eric Estrada from Chips fame is 74. Actor Victor Garber turned 74. Rock musician, singer Nancy Wilson of Heart is 69 years old. Also 69 is World Golf Hall of Famer Hollis Stacey. Also celebrating birthdays today, actor Lauren Graham turns 56. Actor Judah Friedlander is 54. Actor Brooke Burns turns 45 years old today. Toronto Blue Jays baseball star Vladimir Guerrero is 24 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Coming up next after CBS News and Civic Radio News, it will be the Devil's Advocates. Mike Root back after vacation. He was back yesterday. So Mike and Dom back with you from 4 until 6 p.m. Devil's Advocates coming up. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be preempted for Marquette basketball. Marquette against Vermont in the NCAA tournament at 1:15 for the pregame. I'll be back here for the Chad Holmes Show Monday starting at 2 p.m. Also, make sure you join me tomorrow morning, as I've mentioned. Neumann Catholic High School boys state tournament basketball. The Neumann Cardinals in action against Royal on the air for the pregame at 8:40 a.m. opening tip at 9:05 a.m. Cardinals State Tournament Boys Basketball right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Have a great rest of your Thursday and keep it right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.